giving Satan defeat.
There we go. Chrome Bills, episode 6. C's Mikes is in the house. Just took a nice little break. Mm-hmm. Coming back. Slam doing it. Hey, yo. In the house, Haleo Studios. Shout out Jose Andreas. But we're going to get into it right now. Are we going to play Guess the Sample right away, or how are we going to format this? I want to get Jarek Sermon on the microphone at some point to let me know how it's going down. Are we going to play it right now?
Can you hear that?
No. He asked if I could hear it. I said no. But we're going to play a little game that we've developed called Guess the Sample.
Yo, let's freestyle.
Oh, you want to freestyle first?
I'm feeling it. You down with that?
Yeah, it was freestyle. Yo.
Yo, can you hear this?
I can hear that.
I can't hear it.
Check it out.
Yo, I'm on the microphone with Stupid Flows, here with C's Mikes at Haleo Studios. When I come on stage like Chief Rocka, go back home and eat some tapas that they dropped off. One had spinach in it. I started now and I'm finished it. It. Double it like a did it. Scratch record. Yo, that's ass backwards, the way I craft words and smack nerds. Yo, a blast occurred. You were looking for the bomb. You saw me on the microphone and started to submit a charm. A charm? What does that mean? It's like a rap scene. It leaves you with autism like a flu vaccine. That's a conspiracy. C's Mikes is on the microphone. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you. And now I gotta grab the microphone and get a little nearer to my man Steve all the way down at the studio. I hope the 49ers win the fucking Super Bowl. I'm not a bigger fan of Ray Lewis. He's always praising God. But like most rappers, I think he is a fraud. I'm trying to find a snare. There it is. I care the biz. And then I share with kids. Yo, I open up, but not a child molester. You know, I go to parks and give them out raincoats because I'm a protector. Yo, I got the nectar. Hey, yo, they gotta say yo, but pay so. Is what I'm trying to buy records with, because the US dollar is falling off the top of the currency, and currently I'm incurring MCs. They want to preferably be inferred with me. It's like you can't infer this. I started to prefer this. I'm like a whirling dervish. I'm perfect with the wordsmith. You just a herb, kid. That's why I put you in my little one hitter. Yo, sometimes I go to work after oatmeal and hit the one shitter that's clean at the archives.
Yeah, what's you kidding me?
What? Yes, at the archives, right next to the College Park golf course where I used to go and jump on that par 5. Then I go to the side of the course, and that'd be where we would spark lie. And that is not a lie. It's a true sentiment. It's hella evident. Like dilated pupils, you can catch the evidence or the erisience. I ain't dissing them. Actually, I'm pretty much a fan. God damn. I got some beer in the can, but tonight, after a couple flaccid jokes, I'm going to there and getting a jacket coke, filling it up with ice too. I'm a nice dude, especially if I like you, not in a gay way. Hey, yo. Big L, what you say? Hey, we doing this. It's some ill raps. I don't really peel caps like rappers do when I'm smacking crews with elaborate moves on the microphone, the microscope, so you can look at it closer, catch the composure. You know I own ya. Peace to the way I raise Doja and Doja Raise. Cause you know I'm sane, but kinda crazy in the same vein. So you can take it in the same vein. Or the artery, it's kinda like a part of me. I'm charged like a battery, it's something that you had to see. So don't laugh at me, cause I'll just kick another freestyle casually.
Yo, you're just a casualty. People wanna rap for beef, but they might as well get another salad, cause it's your salad days. You gotta kick the rock style, cause the ballad pays. But if you wanna make a lot of money, you gotta hang out with Steve Jarek in his basement. It's not funny. I got Sonny in Philadelphia. You're not healthier. That's why I'm not helping ya. Fuck your healthcare. Stay the hell there. And everybody wanna walk around? Hell yeah. Put your hands down your pants. Fuck the air. There's no more oxygen. You about to get locked with in the labyrinth that I created. When you made it, I grabbed the microphone and straight left you sedated. You're overrated, that's why you wouldn't pay for a pay lib. I make ad libs and then I crack ribs. You're just a whack kid, that's why I smack bibs. You're turning over into the boot camp click. I was the janitor. People want to get a handle on my monitor, but I got a moniker. It sees mics. You know I got the best thing to do on weeknights is listen to Chrome Bills. You got the home chill. I'm staying on the microphone. Still born like people used to say Bond, but let's get it on. I'm not James, so fuck your names and fuck your claims. I'm just trying to run around and fuck your dames. and then get your change out of your pocket, cause I gotta fill up my gas tank. I leave your ass spanked and have you say thanks. It was a good ride, I had a good time. They call me C's Mike's, hello and then goodbye. Fuck you, sell my merch, that's what it's worth. I used to throw a football 70 yards, but I can't lie, it was a nerf.
Yes. Yo, is it weird that I always wished that the big television channel in England, it's called the BBC, would have re-freaked this beat and said, this is the BBC in double D. In the 90 now, we lock it down. They're saying BCC, but I would have thought it was cool if they did, especially with an English accent. If they were like, this is the beat. I can't do it. Yo, do you think, what if you used a microphone on a podcast? That's an even better hypothetical. Than if.
Hello?
Why has Chuck been talking to himself for 18 seconds?
Trust me, we have a podcast of just Chuck talking to himself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, technical difficulties. Yes. I can't even hear this. Is this loud enough?
Yeah, I hear you.
I hear you. You're pretty good on there.
Fuck this.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo, fuck this.
Hey, yo, fuck that. So, tell us a little bit about Steve Bills, man. Give me your funniest story.
I'm not really having this.
No, I'm doing it because you were. I'm slam doing it.
All right, hold on. Let me do a normal.
Tell me your funniest story from your days as a radio host on Virginia Tech. There has to be one story where you're like, "Yo, this was mad funny that this happened."
You've already heard this, but I used to have a guy from Roanoke Prison, used to call in and make requests to the radio station.
Okay.
And he would always request Outkast songs.
Okay.
But it was a payphone, so he would call collect.
Yeah.
And then the time you had to say your name, he would go play some Outkast. And then it would be like, you have a collect call from Roanoke Prison.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, play some Outkast, and then I would hang up.
That's it.
And I'd be like, yeah, man, I don't have any Outkast records.
So you never talked directly to him?
No, never.
Do you think he could even hear it? Like, yeah. I doubt he had a laptop in his cell.
No, it was over the air radio. Yeah. It was on like the way 88.1. But I think they had a bigger range down there.
It was 90.7.
Okay. So he had like a boombox in his cell.
In his cell. And
that's
he ill. Play some Outkast. And I'd be like, yeah, dude, I'm sorry, but
he's just mad disappointed every time.
I had like one Outkast record.
Yeah.
What was the one Outkast record
like
you
so
had?
It was like so fresh and so funny. <That's really laughs> And I was like, I'm sorry, dude. This is the only Outkast record we have.
That's a dope story.
It was like, it's the 19th Friday in a row that I'm going to tease you with 18 seconds of so fresh and so funny. Tease you. Tease you. Please you. I need you. Believe
my,
you.
My radio show actually sounded a lot like this podcast.
Yeah.
Just really.
So who was talking on that? It was Todd Sample?
Yeah, Todd. And then I had another DJ, Mr. Mesh. And he would host too.
That's
what's up. I was always just DJ or whatever.
But you would always DJ?
Yeah, pretty much.
Explains the flexing of skills.
Flex skills.
That goes on.
Yeah.
Hey, yo! All right. So what's up? Y'all want to play a sample game?
Yeah, I think we're going to bring. This is new to the Chrome Bills podcast. We're going to do a little game called Guess the Sample. So at home, you can see if you're closer than C's or I, since I assume Jarek Sermon's going to know what the sample is when he plays it.
If you go to the website, we have a game where we just show you pictures, and it's called Guess the Cankles.
Yes.
You guess who the celebrity is with the cankle shot.
Yes, that's up there. I also like the one that's called Guess the Fitted Hat. They just show you the size of the fitted hat, and you have to guess
right.
Who out there is wearing fitted hats that large.
A little secret to the Guess the Cankle game. They're all Kirstie Alley.
There you go. Yo, I really like this beat. This is the J5 Nelly Furtado joint, right?
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of this beat. I actually think J5, really, if you go through those albums, they're very well produced.
This is ill.
And this is, Steve, give me a head nod. This is Cut Chemist? Or is this what's Newmark? This is Cut Chemist. Shout out Cut Chemist. Shout out the whole Jurassic 5. Not to be confused with the J5, which is a bus route that takes you from, I think, like Montgomery Mall to Wheaton Metro.
To Lay Hill.
Yeah, to Lay Hill.
Yeah.
I stay ill in Lay Hill.
I pay bills.
I pay bills and lay ill.
Display skills.
Oh.
I ate pills.
Do you know, Steve, actually, are we in Silver Spring or Colesville right now? Because did you know that people in Colesville know Coles Ill?
I don't know if you were aware of that. Did you get the mail that goes out to everyone in Colesville?
And it's Flo's will, turn your little Roblox to roadkill. Mm-hmm. Hold still.
Hold still.
That's it. That's a 13-year-old rap reference right there. Do your homework.
No, there's like 8 beats playing right now.
Yeah, can you? Yeah, there you go.
What am I supposed to rap to?
Yeah, no, we're good right now.
Is it sped up? Did you feed that record speed?
Here we go. This is going to be fun. So this is the first Chrome Bills. Guess the sample.
Oh, that's the AC Alone shit. That's the opening. If it's a book of human language. Yes, man. But I'm not a yes man at the end of it. It's like, it's on the album twice. You know how I know that? Because I sampled, he says in the song, he's like, make some motherfucking noise. And because this beat's on the album twice, like every time I'd hear it the first time, I was like, oh, that's it. Just wait. And like 4 minutes later, I was like, he's going to say it. He's going to say it.
No, no, it's coming. It's coming soon. Well, it's coming very soon.
Started back from the beginning. Maybe we missed it.
This is kind of a cool record. This is,
it's very loud.
Jason Lind. Is this song called The Sizzle?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that's good. Is this
The Sizzle, huh?
Steve, can you give me a... Steve Jarek's not, or Steven Bills, or Jarek Sermon.
Is my mic on?
Yeah, now you're on.
What's up?
Can you tell us a little bit about this record?
I don't know shit about this record.
Can you tell me the name on it? Is it called The Sizzle?
You know he was actually playing the record because he had to press stop to read it. Otherwise, his head would just be nauseous, but in like 30 seconds.
It's called Your Own House.
Check the label as it goes around. It's on Capitol.
Jason Lynn.
Cap. I got it.
That's making me nauseous.
I remember finding the sample, and I was excited, and I told Edan about it, and he was like, "Yeah, that record sucks." Mm. And I was excited to have.
That's tough.
Is this the time where on the podcast I pressure you to get the Edan interview?
I'm gonna get one.
There we go. You've heard it here. We will get an Edan interview on the Chrome Bills podcast.
This is a gimme?
Yeah, all right, so Jarek Sermon is
saying this. Oh,
that's
the AC Alone song, easily.
Yo,
they're all AC Alone samples.
I know that, but I can't pull what fucking song that is. It's killing me.
This is mainstream.
It's, a couple people have used it, right?
Yeah.
Well.
You got anything on this? By the way, I want to just point out that this song fucking cranks. Like, the actual song. Like, I'm pretty disappointed in myself that I don't routinely bump this song.
Yeah.
This is a very nice, like, I like to associate times with points in the day. Like, I'll be like, certain songs, I'm like, yo, this... Oh, this is... Yes, this is nice. Then I'll be like, yo, this is a this song, this is a driving in the car, this is a whatever. To me, this is a morning song.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
This is what your day's gonna be like. Who is it?
It's the guy who made My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fanny.
Oh, that's Kanye?
Yeah.
Who did they use that for?
For a Beanie Siegel record.
And it's interesting that
I don't even like saying the words Beanie Siegel at all. I like the beat, though. Fuck it.
Is this one I get to bring up again just because he's in the Jay-Z crew? How the most interesting thing I've read so far in the Jay-Z Decoded book is that on the song Trying to Come Up, which is, it features Memphis Bleek. The first time Memphis Bleek was ever on a song was supposed to be Shaheem, the Rugged Child.
Oh.
And it's just very interesting. And there were like just some politics where
yeah.
Wu didn't want him getting out on like a non-Wu record or whatever. That paraphrasing what I read.
Yeah.
That's how I took it.
Yeah.
And like he had to cue it up. But the funny thing is Jay wrote the verse for either one of them. So maybe they were like, yo, you can't be going on other motherfuckers' songs spitting rhymes that they wrote, dude. That's whack as fuck, B.
AC Alone.
Have you ever spit a rhyme that someone else wrote for you?
No. Have you?
No. I spit one of your verses at a show you were out of town for.
The dot, dot, dot verse?
No, I did a Dome Resonator
verse. I saw the footage of that. It was with Crayola, right?
It's on YouTube, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was a Crayola show. I don't think he's on stage. But yeah, it was at the whatever the basement of Club 5 is called. Andaluz?
Not Club 5.
Yeah, which is now public.
Yeah.
Clearly, I'm talking because I have no clue what the sample is.
Is it the...
Oh, he's chopping it up. Nice.
An old Atmosphere song?
Yo, it does sound like the joint on God Loves Ugly, actually.
I was thinking...
Where the truck hits him.
The first lyric for the song is... Meat. Oh, no. It's beef. Beef. What a relief.
So Curtis old. Blow?
It's old, then.
Curtis Blow?
Edutainment.
Cool Moody.
KRS-One.
Yeah.
Start it over? Is it even playing? What is
he
that?
Looped it up.
Oh.
That mixer has more power than Pepco.
Really?
Hey, yo.
That is one powerful mixer.
Geographical references do so well on international podcasts. Pepco, that would be the Potomac Electrical Power Company.
Yeah.
Somehow company gets two letters. Seriously showing you where their priorities are.
I feel like we don't have much chance in this game. Because you're...
That's good, no, you guys are good.
But you're such, like, you have, like, your crates go way back.
Like, I was hoping your knowledge of, like, pre-1997 hip-hop superseded mine.
It's
2013.
Either I know it immediately.
Okay.
I know this record. Maynard Ferguson. Hold on. Flip it back over. Conquistador. I knew that one.
You're on this one?
Yeah. Right. Just because I could read it.
Yo, it said featuring C Policy.
Did it really?
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
No way.
Did you write on this?
Yeah, I did. I got my ass cap. Does it really say C Policy?
Hey,
yo! It's like, Christ, what was I doing in 86?
Like, goddamn.
Doing blow.
Hey, yo.
The A show and AG. Showbiz.
High fives have been exchanged. Oh, yeah, there it is. AG.
What's the name of the song?
It's called, Brothers Can't Believe How the Skills Have Gotten. It's called, The Next Level. No, The Next. It might just be called The Next. Yo, I will say that song has like three quotables that are incredible that are used on the Dilated album. And the one is the, showing all these corny motherfuckers what hip hop's supposed to sound like.
Yeah.
It's just like, because that song was correctly showing what rap should sound like, that rhyme was not corny. It was actually epic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas, like, there's people that could have used that rhyme and you'd be like, yo, turn this bullshit
right,
off.
Right, right.
Like, if, we could name 100 rappers and if they said that, we'd be like, hey, yo, fuck you, B.
Yeah.
Like, I'll show you what rap's supposed to sound like. It's me turning your album on.
Right.
But, like, them in that particular song. Is that the... Steve, and I know you're kind of near the mic. Is that a remix? Is there an original version of that song that's not the Primo beat?
Yes.
There is.
Yes.
Oh, nice reverb.
Shit.
Oh.
Are you guys hearing that?
Yeah.
Yo, you did it on purpose.
Are we in space now? We're in the spacement.
We're in the space time.
This is Steve.
Y'all must be kidding me. Y'all must be kidding me.
I really want to shout out. I swear to God, this might be one of my favorite noises of all time on any level, music, any type of audio. That if you just heard this.
Me hype.
That's insane.
You know something good happened.
Yeah. That's when Crawford canned the jump rush.
Start it over again?
Yo, I know this, but I don't know it, and it's fucking killing me. I know rap samples. I like can feel
the
melody.
Yet? The sample?
Yeah, this is it.
Has it happened yet?
I was like, what? What happened yet?
Are we having sex yet?
Is it him?
Hey, yo!
I got nothing.
That is Pete Rock and CL Smooth. You got a song name on that?
No, I don't know.
He said, fuck a song name.
We don't need that.
We don't need that. Chill with the feedback.
Man, throw on some Hanson.
Yo, do you have the record that Oombop was looped on?
What's Oombop?
Yeah. We know. We know.
The affirmation look. Actually, that's why it's a shame that we don't videotape these podcasts.
Yeah.
Because the funniest moment would have been the affirmation look that Cole just gave me. He was like, oh, we know.
Yeah. And I knew you knew.
Yeah. There we go. That might be Hanson. Or Manson.
Yeah, you should just start throwing shit on that's never been sampled.
We'll just sit there getting you. Well, you'll get AC Alone at least four times.
Well, you and I both be like, I know this one, but what is it?
Be like, it's actually a record I've confirmed has never been sampled.
Yeah. Oh, AC Alone.
Yo, I might have grabbed the wrong record.
You did.
Yeah.
Guess the sample my ass. Those are nice open drums.
This is like
whatever.
This is like if you're freestyling with Steve and he's in a really happy mood, he will loop this break and he'll be like, why aren't you rhyming yet, Chuck?
Yeah.
And I'm like, can you throw on like a RZA beat or something?
I'm not wearing leotards, that's why I'm not rhyming yet. This feels like some jazzercise shit.
I felt really bad, like after the Root show on New Year's Eve, we came back here and we were freestyling and Steve was just looping like this weird Prince break.
Yeah.
And I kicked like a 2-minute freestyle about how he played shitty breaks while I freestyled because I was just drunk and had nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
And like, you know how like you get in a fight, like an argument with someone or someone, something, and you wake up the next day drunk. It's like the first thing you feel hungover. And I was like, damn, I was really a dick to Steve last night. Like that was really fucked up the way I like, the way I torched him in that freestyle.
You want to rip a C's. Why you gotta be a dick to Steve? Yo, I be addicted B to getting all up on the MIC. How many people wanna kick a free? How many people wanna chill with me? No one. That's why I hang out alone. All up on the microphone. It's like I'm chilling with K chromosome. Go home, eat pizza with provolone. Yeah, it's extra cheese. Who wants to hand next to me and have ecstasy? Then have sex with me. Hey, yo, you want to have protection? Please. I'm going raw dog all by myself with the Vaseline. You want to ask for C's? You want to have a scene? You might as well be in the back seat with your collapsing dreams. Have a scene? You might as well be in the back seat with your collapsing. Have a scene? You might as well be in the back seat with your collapsing. Have a scene? You might as well be in the back
seat. I might have mentioned earlier that that mixer had more power, more power than Pepco.
Yo.
Or Vepco. That's a rhyme that needs to be made.
Vepco?
Vepco is Virginia power.
That should be a sponsor.
Yo, actually, name. I'm totally slipping on the live reads tonight.
Live reads.
Name That Sample is sponsored by Todd Sample. Shout out to Todd Sample for sampling
Shout
this.
Shout out, Todd.
Yo, good looking out, man.
Thank you. Thank you for the money.
Was the last sample?
No, what was that? Can you talk into the mic when you do it? I'm sorry for being a dick, but
actually the song never came out because the guy didn't talk into the mic while he was recording it.
That actually was not the instrumental. That was the regular version.
Right.
I don't even know what the sample
is. I hear someone in the background.
I think it was an LL Cool J record, but fuck it.
Boom, boom, boom. Yo, this is
a story song.
No, it's the Once upon a time up in Jersey.
Yo! Yeah.
A damn near had to wreck a
hoe. Yeah.
Which was originally, it's dating myself that I know the Doc's the Name version way better. But that was originally Ice Cube, right? Can anyone confirm or deny that?
Yeah.
I got a thumbs up from Jarek Sermon. I might even spit like 8 of his bars on this. Yes. Spit like 8 of his bars on this.
I got it this time.
Alright, here we go. Like 8 of his bars. I start throwing water in the crowd. Slaughter MCs off the top.
I start throwing water in the crowd.
Oh, I shouldn't talk on the part you're looping.
I start throwing water in the crowd. I start throwing.
That should go on the soundboard. Yes. It's like a...
Yo, I fucked up though.
There it is. He's like, yo, my name is Redman, yo. When I'm on stage rhyming, I forget what state that I'm in. The girls whose numbers I lost, my baby mama find them. I played the lottery, 20 million that day. I probably won the motherfucker, but I forgot that I played. I think I skipped a couple lines on that, but that is a very ill song. I really like, if you haven't caught this yet, I really like Redman. I think Redman is very dope. Spark the L, what up, Doc? What's the deal?
He was the truth, or he is the truth, whatever.
The rhythm hit him without the venom, and when it's in him, and I'm about to join him. Yes. That's really dope that you did it with the scratches, too. Those are live. Those are live scratches. You know that's the, it's called Wax Paper, J Live.
Okay. No, I wasn't on that one.
And then this is, who used this shit? Which is really how they loop it, is they sample him scratching it back. That's really... And this is... Is this for the G's, and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers. Now back to the G's. It's Snoop Dogg or Dr. Dre.
It's like on the Chronic or something.
And no, it's on Doggy Style.
Is this rap?
It's Doggy Style.
It's AC Lone. Now I remember it.
All right, this concludes. Name that sample.
Or as in my case, don't name that sample.
Yo, that's actually very funny. I think we might have to change the name going forward too.
Don't name that sample.
Dude, don't name that sample. Featuring C Smikes. I got no clue. Is it AC Alone?
You're right.
Can that go on the soundboard? Yes, I like that. At some point, we got to play the wax paper for him, even if it's not on the podcast, just because that's very dope.
Let's do more talking.
Wait, are
there
not
people?
Yeah,
there
are. You don't have them? Oh, you got to plug into the other joint. All right, so just to get us back onto the groove, this is Chrome Bills. This is like 6.1, right? Are we episode 6.1?
Yes.
All right, now that we're nice and fucking...
I don't think we're going to release episode 5.
Yeah.
Just hate to break that.
The lost episode?
It's the lost episode.
When you're rich and famous, that'll be the one everyone creams to get.
Yo, I actually have episode 5, and it's not that bad. I don't know why they're shitting on it.
It was better written than episode 4.
I think the problem with episode 5 is the 10 times that Jarek Sermon says, I can't possibly put this out. Like, this is just embarrassing.
this is god-awful. Yeah. Nobody wants to hear this.
All right, so... I have an article that I read this week, which was actually from Forbes magazine, which I don't normally read, so someone sent it to me, about the Luddites. It was, we're all Luddites. So,
Luddites.
Is it Luddites?
I think it's Lyduces.
But I guess that was a group of people in England.
I think
England,
it's Scamper.
In England during the Industrial Revolution that saw their jobs going away because of machinery and decided to attempt to break all the machines. Is the concept of the Luddites.
Luddites.
Yeah, fill that up. I might need a refill. Oh, he's going 3 drinks.
Can you fill mine up?
Steve has read this, so while he plays bartender, I'll do this. This is an excerpt from this article.
All right.
There is probably no realm that is so distinctively human as creativity. Art, music, and storytelling are so central to the human experience that we can find no society, no matter how primitive or ancient, that doesn't have them. However, even here, we're seeing computers take over. Record labels use a product called Music X-Ray to evaluate new music before they decide if it's ready for release, and movie studios use a similar software from company's name who I can't pronounce to evaluate a screenplay. A company called Narrative Science now offers a service that can turn raw data into journalism without human involvement. And Philip M. Parker, a professor at INSED, developed an algorithm that has published over 100,000 books, which are all available for purchase on Amazon. And then in parentheses, as sort of a jab to the computer, it says, too many, of course, for any bookstore.
Right.
Music scholar and composer David Cope has built a machine which creates music of such profound artistic quality that it has even fooled experts.
The rise of the machines has become so pervasive that many are proclaiming a new industrial revolution. The main difference, of course, being that now even highly educated, knowledge workers are going to get displaced. In 10 years, our technology will be 100 times more powerful, and the displacement will only increase. There goes on a little bit more, but I actually really like the last sentence where he said, the value of human labor will now be replaced by the value of human intent. What do you think about that?
All right, well, there was a thought I had earlier when we were talking about the LL Cool J song Ratchet.
Okay.
Where it was like, that's a slang word, thank you. Meaning what?
What does Ratchet mean? Oh, shiesty? Okay, like shiesty or shady or dodgy?
I might not be interpreting it in this instance correctly, but just follow me on this. Like, so you're shiesty, like you're just like a herb-ass dude. That was Wangster 10 years ago.
Okay.
All right, so, and what you said too was you have to create a rap song that adds a word to the vocabulary of that culture.
An example I would use is bout it.
Bout it. You know I'm like, bout it, or I'm down, or yeah. What's up.
Or get at me, dog. Right, I thought it was like a song like that too.
Right. So what I was thinking at that point, I was like, yo, I mean, at some point, someone's got to come along and create an algorithm where they just study urban culture to the point where they could predict what the next catchphrase is going to be and then make a song before it even really, like, catches on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's those, like, memes throughout culture where it's like the colloquialisms or the dialect of what people in that culture use.
It might be the biggest word ever used on Chrome Bills. Colloquialisms. I might need a definition for that. Well, a little bit over my head.
Just, like, phrases that are inherent to a group of people.
Okay, okay.
Like, let's say, like, for, like, the next big hip-hop term was colloquialism. And so I was like, all right, like, let's record this rap song where that's the hook of the song. And then it spreads to, like, I mean, like, jail culture definitely influences a lot of rap culture.
Correct.
So it's like, all right, these little phrases that say a whole lot, like the idea that you're a wankster, like, that's one word that encapsulates the entire idea of someone you don't want to deal with. So let's create an algorithm that predicts that. And that's what you're saying with that article, where they're just like, we study, because if I'm to understand correctly, it said about the screenplay. So it's like, we can create a program that will write a screenplay for you, right?
Correct.
In the sense, it's like, these are like the key phrases that people use nowadays. This is what the kids are into, basically. Plug these throughout your script and you'll have a number one hit movie. Is that what it's saying? That's fucking crazy.
Well, and it's a very interesting concept in the sense that you go through, like, New Jersey, and you're not allowed to pump your own gas because there's, like, a gas union or something like that. And those people basically had the strength in numbers to stand up and be like, you're not taking this job away. Right. But based on that ideology, like, there shouldn't even be, like, the cotton gin because that removed a bunch of jobs, or, like, Easy Pass or something like that is to kill the toll booth operators. But those are all still jobs of, like, function. And when I read that article, my first thought was, I always thought art was sacred. Like, I always thought art was the thing that you can't have a machine do. The more I started thinking about it, though, like, when that fucking robot went on and, like, beat people in Jeopardy and shit, like, it's a crazy world, man. It's a crazy world.
Well, it's removing the idea of... It is. No, it totally, like, what we were talking about outside during the break. With radio DJs, or just when you see someone performing that's doing this very preordained and pre-planned performance, it's written versus freestyle. It's never going to be as exciting as if there's one person who has a microphone in front of 8,000 people and something in that crowd happens, like someone gets up and goes to the bathroom. As soon as the performer breaks out of his routine, or if it's just his or her style to say, like, where are you going? Like, you know, have fun, make sure to wipe twice. Everybody in that room is like,
I just recognize authenticity.
Well, that, and I just lived in the moment with this guy.
Right.
Whereas if it's a computer and it's all synthesized, nothing's in the moment. It's all what already happened, it's established, and is going to make us money. It's fucking sickening, man.
So I'm going to now change my take on that and say, is that a testament to the primitive nature of the audience, that this could happen?
There's a lot of dumb,
because if you think, like, when I forwarded you the article, I remember I said, what if now you found out that there's a rapper out today who all his lyrics have been generated by an algorithm, and they were just this will work, do you want to be the charade player?
I would say at the very beginning, I would say still at the beginning of that, somebody wrote that algorithm. So there still is something human about,
okay,
about the input.
Where then that was the last line was something about like human intent will produce, will supersede human production, like, or whatever.
Write,
like,
if you have an algorithm that writes 100,000 books, I would say you just wrote one algorithm, and nobody's going to want to read any of those other books
until someone writes an algorithm that writes algorithms.
Well, here's yeah. Here's the thing.
Like, I'm being dead serious. Like, think about that.
Here's the thing I think about. So as of like August 2011, I had X amount of debt, and so I picked up a couple part-time jobs, and from there, it just became a case of I have this amount of shifts that I have to work to pay off the debt. If I could, I would take a pill that turned me into a robot that didn't need to sleep or like eat. You know, I would just like.
On the reels.
Yeah, I am now solely existing for the purpose of doing this as quickly and efficiently as possible.
Okay.
I'll work 7 nights a week at a fucking bar and not even sleep and go into a day job. I would fucking do that. That's to alleviate, you know, just like this day-to-day shit. Like the idea of applying that line of thinking and that efficiency and sort of Nazi robotism to being creative is sickening.
You would be doing that to free yourself to do other things, right?
No, honestly, that's the thing is I actually enjoy the I enjoy going, like, the job that I have, I enjoy paying, or I enjoy working at the bar. But even if I didn't enjoy the job, I think that just as an adult, I would enjoy every time, like, I made a payment on my debt.
Sure.
I'd be like, I feel like I get, like, a rush of dopamine or whatever from that. But still, at that point, like, if I could do that, you know, in 80 consecutive days as opposed to 80 days spread over the course of 715 days, whatever 2 years is, fuck yeah, I would do that. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I just want to get the shit over with. So
I think one way to do it is there's actually a really big comedy scene. Which would be doing stand-up in New Jersey where you could make a lot of that money.
True that. But yeah, that's the thing. Like, I think it's okay to apply that lack of spirituality or soul to certain things, but not to being creative.
Especially not to, like they said, that you can't find a culture. Like, the Mayans and the Incas and all this stuff, like, that's our one common thread is art. You know, people, they played rhythmic drums and like, those are supposed to be the things that, like, I get replacing a toll booth operator. Like, that just makes total logic, or, like, self-checkout at the grocery store. And these are all things of, like, people could be doing better shit with their time. Like, it's almost unfair to have someone whose job is to just, like, scan groceries as they leave the store. Like, how, you know, compared to being like, oh, fuck that. Like, we don't need people to make movies. Like, we don't need people to it's documenting the human experience. Like, how the fuck are we replacing them?
Yeah.
Well, how could we? I guess that's why I kind of think the article is bullshit. Because, and you made this point too, there might be 100,000 books, but like, I don't want to fucking read any of them.
Just read the original algorithm and you're good.
Yeah, whereas like, if you impress me, see, what I think they need to do, like, is they need to have it come out first,
right,
and then be like, oh, you really like Da Vinci Code, right?
Yeah, but, okay.
Like, that was written by a fucking robot.
We can scale it back. Like, Adam Sandler made one movie and it did well, and then he kept making the same fucking movie over and over again.
Are you implying that Adam Sandler is an algorithm?
He's an algorithm writer.
He is in the Illuminati. He's the head of the Illuminati.
He's an algorithm writer, though.
And to some level, is the Chrome Bills podcast an algorithm? No, because it has no structure. So we're actually keeping art alive right now.
Yes.
I'm going to give myself a huge fucking pat on the back.
This is a shitty algorithm, actually. All right, what else?
I'm going to chill in the shade and drink a little bit of lemonade with my boy.
Go back a couple sentences. What were you guys talking about in terms of like, what else could be algorithms?
What else did we have? I'm not sure where you're pointing back to.
I've been drinking a little while.
So apparently, me drinking is an algorithm. Yo, there's a new. Actually, this is ironic. We bring this up. There's a really dope rapper out right now named Algorithm.
Yeah.
Y'all must be kidding me.
Well, I think about it from an evolutionary standpoint too. Like, the time that you have now on your hands that you didn't have, say, even 100 years ago, before electricity was available in every home.
Okay.
Like, it's like, if I walk into a room and I want to have a room this size, what would you say, like, what is the dimensions of the basement?
The dimension of the Haleo Chromeville studio?
Yeah.
It's probably
8 by 16.
I'm going
10 by 16, maybe?
10 by 16.
10 by 16.
So we've got,
probably good.
You got track lighting throughout the whole place. There's probably what, like a...
There's a recess.
Like...
That would be recessed lighting.
But there's like 20 of them, right? On the reels.
All right, about 12.
Let's say that there's 12. All right, so there's 12 in here.
Let's just be accurate.
If are we counting the lights right now?
There's 12 lights in here. Follow me on this
just,
one.
I'm going to delete all this later. Thanks.
If one of them goes out, you notice it.
Yes.
All right. So imagine 100 years ago before electricity was available, 1913, like electricity wasn't available in houses, right?
Mm-hmm.
In order to be able to light this room to the point where you could see it throughout the whole thing, let alone record a podcast in 1913, it was going to take you maybe like, say, 5-10 minutes to light all the candles and shit like that. Now you come into the room, boom. Within a fucking nanosecond, you just added 9.99 seconds to whatever your day. You know what I mean? But think about all of that shit multiplied throughout your day. The idea of like going to a grocery store, it's like, I don't have to, I'm not going back to like hunt and gatherer shit. But it's like, I went to the general store, like I got my wagon. I had, you know, like I was doing my shopping for a month. So this shit took me a minute. Now I go to, like, Rock's like, I'm going to Safeway, like, to buy groceries for the next 2 weeks, and he's back in, like, a half hour.
Yeah.
And that just adds more time, you know, and it's the kind of thing where I'm like, is that good for human beings to have that much more time to basically think about death? You know, or just think about, like, I'm now aware of...
Thinking about, now, they're probably thinking about what's the next thing they're going to buy.
Right. And then what does that always lead to?
Think about consumption.
Right.
It probably leads to consumption.
Well, like, I think that... The point that I'm trying to make with all this shit is like, so the difference between a human being and an animal is like, an animal's like, I'm aware that I can die. That's why when I'm faced with death, I'm scared. But like, I'm too busy fucking like putting that acorn over there and going and back when it snows, like I come back and get it. Like, I don't have time to be fucking worried about that. I'm like sitting at work, you know, for fucking 6 hours a day with nothing to do. I'm like, Jesus, like, what am I doing with my life? You know what I mean? And I feel like that vacuum gets filled with art. And if you remove art from that vacuum, that's when
fucking,
people are really
that's
fucked.
Fucking brilliant, dude.
You know that's very, that's are very deep. That's very deep.
Wow.
Studio audience is loving it.
You're welcome.
Dude, that was a fucking profound thought, man. I really have never thought about that.
See,
crazy.
Mics.
God damn.
Hey, just make stay busy. Otherwise, you're going to go fucking nuts.
I think
or
it's
don't,
funny.
Or don't stay busy and make some
and
cool
go nuts.
And make some cool artwork.
Yeah.
So if you had that huge vacuum, then why are you? Okay. So say you don't. You fill that vacuum with an algorithm. Then what's your free time going to be spent on?
Not. You have nothing but free time.
Spending money.
Yeah, but how are you making money? Your anxiety and depression has got you to the point where you can't even leave your house to go to a job.
No, but everything is so efficient that you're making money and you have a stream.
But how?
And you're not being creative with your free time. So you're with your free time, instead of being creative, you're spending.
See, I think that's the biggest delineation between where things got really fucked up, like really fucked up. When it became accepted that 8 hours of the human day are designated to going to a job. That's that like
I actually think I like the point you're making.
Conservative but, Chuck would say that but we have to compete with the foreign nations.
No, this is not conservative Chuck. I actually am. This is fourth dimensional Chuck coming in right here. I think the 8 hours thing is weird. I have a bigger problem with the 5 day thing.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Like I think that whoever decided that we work for 5 days and then we have two off, I would just like to go back in time and punch them in the face and say 4 and 3 would be way better, even if it meant 11-hour days.
Yeah.
Like, I want 3 days. Like, give a motherfucker 3 days.
Really
like, by the time I wake up Saturday, like, it's almost Monday morning in my head.
Friday's a fucking wash anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Including this one.
Let me get
this
real,
is garbage.
Let me get really weird on you motherfuckers.
Shit.
Think about this shit. I'm taking my pants off right now.
God, what's you kidding me?
What? So, when you break down the way that math is... I think.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Peep this.
He lost me right here.
Peep this.
You lost me at math is.
If I come to you and I'm like, 5 out of your 7 days, you're going to spend doing some shit you don't want to do. Or like, the majority of those days is based around doing some shit you want to do. You're like, 5 out of 7, that kind of sucks. But if I come, what percentage is 5 of 7?
It's close to 70.
So 70, so if I come to you and I'm just like, all right, like, 70% of your time is completely not what you want to be doing. You're just like, man, fuck you. But that's what the fuck people are doing. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I think...
71%.
Yeah,
71.
Now,
just pulled it up.
If I ask you 5 out of 7 or 71%, which would you say sounds more ominous for not spending your time wisely? Do you think it's about the same?
See, whereas 4 out of 7 is only 57%.
Yeah.
So now it just kind of feels like you're getting slightly fucked on a 50-50 deal. You know what I mean? Like, which is actually pretty bearable.
Or you're like, all right, I'm just getting
But you're like,
a little
but I'm eating, and I got heat, and, like, right. I got lights. Yeah. Like you said, I mean, there's a positive side to having... We got to do glass half full shit of, like, having 12 recessed lights in here and all that stuff. Like, I'll give you 57%.
No, I'm kind of balling with 12 recessed lights out here.
Very much balling.
Damn, what is that, 12, man? How much money are you making?
Seriously, these are, man.
These are 40 volts a piece, too, dude. Think of how many volts I'm using.
By the way, it's, lights are definitely watts.
Why do you think we
lights
have so many?
Lights are definitely watts in the I need to pull a scientist on
and
this.
And he's drunk.
But...
Why do you think we have so many sponsors, man? We got to pay this fucking electric bill.
Actually, I heard that episode 7 is going to be sponsored by Volt because of that line. So shout out to Brian Voltaggio, who's trying to just compete with Jose Andreas. Yo, it's a literal chef cooking war going on over at Chrome Bills.
Yo, I said 40 Volt, though?
Yeah. Yo, you said Volt. Like, you said Volt 14 times before I corrected you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm feeling a little drunk.
No apology needed.
Okay, who liked this? Did you guys dig this album? This is one of my favorite albums.
CL Smooth, P-Rock joint.
What album is this?
This one now? This is different. The Dell joint.
Ooh. Which Dell joint?
Being in the wrong place at the... It's No Need for Alarm.
I love No Need for Alarm. Dude, I'm embarrassed that I don't know this track.
He killed this album, man. This guy was... He was light years in 93.
Yo, do you know there's a new Deltron coming out this year, 2013? Oh, come on, man.
I don't give a shit.
Don't, I thought you were
you elitist
stop.
Fuck.
I thought you were going to stop being a hater on the podcast.
That's how elitist I am, is that Deltron is fucking sucks, dude. That's
yo, I do think one of the funniest moments, one of the funniest moments of my life about elitist hip-hopism is that we were at a hip-hop show at 930 Club. I was sick as fuck. I had the flu. I had no desire being out. It was late at night, and we left the show, and it was Homeboy Sandman was opening for Brother Ali. And we left the show, and we didn't see Ali play. It was a,
you know him that good?
It was a Tuesday night.
Ali?
But it was Brother Ali. We didn't see Brother Ali play.
I don't. I know. I may have had
a conversation with him in my life. I think we opened up
respect,
for him, but
my bad.
I don't know him like that. I don't know him like that, but I'm calling him Ali anyway. But we left, and we ran into Ryan Finnegan. And he was like, oh, where are you guys coming from? And we were talking, we're like, Homeboy Sandman and Brother Ali. And he was like, how was the show? It's like, oh, Homeboy Sandman was killing it. How was Brother Ali? Oh, we left and we missed him. And he goes, is that how elitist y'all motherfuckers have gotten? That, like, you're at the show and you're like, I'm just here to see Homeboy Sandman. And because I made some comment where I was like, I've seen Brother Ali like 10 times. Like, it's all good.
He was like, no, you don't even stay for the headliners. That's how underground. Yeah, he was like, oh,
he didn't say elitist. He goes, oh, that's how underground y'all are now? And I was like, yo, touche, my friend. Touche. That is incredible. I feel like that's the people that, you know, they only listen to episodes 3 and 5 of Chrome Bills.
Sure.
They're locked in the vaults.
I think we should do a YouTube video of, like, a super elitist teenager who hears a new rapper, sees the video, right? He's like, I got to get that record. Goes and buys the album.
Can that rapper be named Algorithm?
Algorithm, okay. Listens to the first song. And by the time the second song starts, he's like, man, that motherfucker's so played out. It's like the quickest bail ever.
By the way, I'm just going to write that skit and mail it to Fred Armisen.
Yeah,
because that is so fucking Portlandia.
Yeah.
Right now. Do you want me to lobster-size your drink before we finish this podcast? That's when I just throw a live lobster in your drink and watch it swim around.
I'd like you to Jack Daniels-size my drink.
Would you like me to bourbonize your meal?
Bourbonize.
That's when we just pour bourbon all over your food. Amazing.
Yo,
it looks like this is about to run out. I want to say this has been really fucking dope. I want to give a shout out to C's Mike's DC hip hop legend, icon, whatever the fuck word you want to use.
Yeah.
C's is dope. I want to give it up to the Chrome Billions.
Y'all must be kidding me.
What?
And I really want to give a shout out, but Steve Bills has been the backbone of this podcast.
I'm the
with the
I'm
infrastructure.
The
he's legitimately the engineer.
Yeah.
And Prozac.
I want to give you a big shout out, man, because you're putting in a lot of work for this, and I really do appreciate it, man. I think
you're
approaching. And I just think you're a great dude.
Yo, Yo. And honestly, I just really enjoy having you guys down here in my man cave.
So you like when we're down there?
Doing the real shit. Y'all must be kidding me.
What? I mean, I'm amazed at how much light I get in my man cave. It's all this voltage.
It's very bright down here.
Yo, but seriously, after this, I'm going to go do some comedy in Atlantic City.
That shit is all quiet.
It was all quiet. Bobby, can you make face one a little bit louder for me one more time?
Hold up. Give me a second.
No, just play it. I think it was because there were 9 samples playing at once.
I'm going to turn it up.
He was... Jersey, stand up! That is awesome.
The snare is crispy.
Hey, shout-outs to Jason, though.
What's
shout
that?
Shout-outs to Jason.
What, TCK?
TCK.
Shout-out to the East Coast kid, J-Bomb Beat.
Sorry for getting off track, dog.
That's incredible. I think Jason had a very accurate critique of the episode one.
He gave us the Paula Abdul.
He said, I thought it was really good, but every time you guys took one step forward, you took 2 steps back. Which was very true.
It would
be like, yo, going back, see, it's almost like you could probably say you never got to the end of reading those questions.
My last question is very...
I want to hear it. Give me the last question.
I'm a corny dude, man.
Yo, give me the last question. Dude, I like that in 2013, these questions were handwritten.
Did
dude,
you write this?
On a random piece of notebook paper.
Did you write this at work, too?
Yeah.
Were you taking a shit when you wrote it?
No.
You should have said yes.
Yo, what's up with people doubling me up in the stalls, man?
Yeah.
I'm tired
that's
of
whack.
That. I'm tired
that's
of that
so
shit,
whack.
Man.
You're on notice.
I flipped out.
It wasn't
out.
You, because I wouldn't know from your shoes who it was.
Oh, Billy Boat Shoes?
Well, you know,
I got the boat shoes every Friday.
Every Friday, he's wearing these boating shoes.
I like it.
Well, I got other kicks for the 6 other days.
Check this out. Where I work, like, Bama's wear these badges, right?
So I'm
wearing a badge. So if you're taking a shit, you drop your pants and your fucking badge hits the ground. Number one, I'm like, that's disgusting because your badge that you touch a lot is covered in piss.
How old are you
piss.
In that picture?
Very old. Very old.
No, very young. I'm saying the opposite.
Oh.
Let me see.
Dude.
I look like a convict.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I'm not even sure that the dude in that picture can freestyle.
True.
Like, that picture is like Cole at Georgetown Prep.
Yeah. But so, like, when the dude sits down, I'm like, dude, like, and I've seen your face now. I put a name to this stage.
Dude, that's weird. And you're kind of like, they're eyeing you down.
Well, I take mine off. I'll take
is that one of those
right
points where, like, your own,
off.
You're a very enlightened dude, but, like, your own subliminal racism comes out. And you look over and you're like, yeah, I knew you were Asian.
Well, I don't look at it like that. I'll break it down more like, I remember one time I went to my boss and, like, he was like, come into my office.
He met the motherfucking Jenna.
Yeah. And he, you know, like, he kind of, he didn't, like, chew me out for some shit, but he was, like, breaking it down. He's like, this is what you got to do. Like, you know, you work for us and stuff like that. It was one of those talks you get every now and then. I shit you not, 90 seconds later, I'm taking a piss and this dude walks into the bathroom. I hear him diarrheaing. And I'm like, how can I take you seriously?
You can.
Does right. his name rhyme with Jim Penninger?
Yes, it does. You know?
His name is Jim Penninger.
Yeah. No, it rhymes with that, though.
Yeah.
Just shout out to him. Drinks a V8 and stand up straight.
Now, I think that's another thing, too, is like, you peep a girl and you're like, God damn, like, I would not want to see you naked. And then I see some people at work, I'm like, I might have to hear you shit at some point. I'm not interested in that.
That is
and
amazing.
Then see your face.
That is amazing. That is amazing. Yo, I feel like this is the emergence of C's Mics.
Hey, I'm down, man.
Bills
I love
it. Has really gone down.
You guys got it together, man.
He's really coming with it today.
Yeah.
He's really bringing it.
Yeah.
Putting a slam doing it.
I just want to say, I like being alone with you guys.
Yo, all right, so...
We need more than 4 sound effects, though.
I just want to give a shout-out to Craig Mack real quick.
Hey, yo, you must want to be in the Guinness Book of World Records as the dumbest motherfucker alive.
Take that.
Steve, you got anything to say before we get out of here, man?
Yo, what's your favorite party record?
That's amazing. You know why? You know why that's amazing? And this is sort of the rapper DJ, like, hurdle you jump over. Is that you know what your favorite party record is.
I don't know what my favorite party record is.
Bullshit. The problem is you know too many.
Don't look me in the eye and tell me that I don't
bullshit.
Know what my favorite party record is.
You know what it is.
I really don't. Sorry.
You have a list of 10. That's the problem. My favorite party record.
All right, if you had to pick a hip-hop, what's your most favorite hip-hop classic?
93 Something.
Okay.
Is that a considered hip-hop song?
Yeah, that's probably top 10.
But actually, but if I had to go more mainstream, I would say...
That's good.
Oh, let me do one more. That's good.
Yeah,
that's,
we're good.
We're good.
That's all I needed.
Pass me by. Can I do pass me by?
Okay, you can do pass me by. Yeah.
Are you talking singles or albums?
I was going singles, but it could be albums.
I think singles is more appropriate.
More appropriate. There's a couple things. It's tough for me. If I had to pick one song.
Madism.
Wow. That's a good call.
I just jumped inside of your brain for a second.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
What's
Did you like how I just jumped inside of your brain?
You can't touch that thing anymore.
The Shook ones, just
yeah, that,
in terms
that,
of
yeah, that counts.
Wherever you are, like as soon as that drops.
Actually, yeah.
But in terms of Madism, with Akaris one.
If you're a DJ, are you throwing that on? Is that the part?
If you were DJ, have you ever DJed anything?
No.
It's interesting.
I'm not good.
You guys should DJ once, at least.
I'm documented on Chrome Bills. Yeah, when I DJed and got pulled off stage.
True, my bad. That's awesome.
The only thing I'm good at in life.
Shout out to Bethesda.
The only thing I'm good at in life is talking. Like anything where I start doing other stuff, like, man, I can't do it, you know? Like, if I DJed, Morgan would come downstairs and be like, how did the basement burn down? Like, all I did was press play.
It is weird that you're a very dope rapper, and I'm going to gas you up in that, but I can't imagine you DJing.
No.
It's a very...
It wouldn't be good.
Like, do you... In the history of owning iTunes, have you ever had an iTunes playlist?
No. No.
It's crazy to me.
I was eating today, and this guy was like I stood up as an employee was walking up towards me, and I was like, oh, my bad. He's like, you can't do anything wrong. Customer's always right. Like, you could dance around, like, and it's all good. And I, you know, like, he was just cracking jokes, and I was like, you don't want to see me dance, you know?
Have you never made a mixtape for a girl you were trying to smash?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Yo, give me one song off that mixtape. Give me the funniest if you can think of it.
Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Wow. I didn't think we were going to go that horrible.
No, it was,
the look on your face is another reason why we need to do a video on this.
No, it was...
It just looked like you were next to... You had just doubled up Cole in a stall and were taking a shit at the archives.
We went through 2 hours of instrumentals at this point.
Yo, yeah, we did.
Yeah.
All right, so should we wrap it up? I mean, it's always good to end on a high note. I do want to thank production and studio engineer Steven Jarek Sermon. Steve Bills.
Every rose has its...
Jarek.
All right.
I want to thank C's Mikes.
Thank you very much for having me, guys. I'm coming back.
I want to thank myself for everything. I would like to thank myself for everything I brought to this as well.
It's Friday. Are you guys here? Are you recording?
Are you busy 2 weeks from now?
Yeah, we do. We've been doing every 2 weeks.
Are you not doing... No, next week. Can we hang out?
Yeah, we can hang out.
We can hang out. It just won't be Mike's.
Can we do stuff?
But usually what? We count it off, right?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So it's 1, 2, 3, 4. Peace, y'all. That was really good.
It was really good.
I'm hoping that's on there.